No, no, this time was not as well as then. It was USLB-4, VA-3SB, Pacific.
Okay, well, I'm recording it. I'm recording. I've got a special direct connection right to the receiver, so I can record everything. If you want, I can record your voice, and I can let you listen to it tomorrow when you get here. This is a Shure 55. If you want, I can try the other mic. The other mic is the Shure 444. Just a second. Can't find it. Okay. Hello, test 1 2 3 4 5 54321. This is the Shure 444 microphone, which has a much different frequency response and output. What's the difference in your receiver, Victor? Go ahead.
No, the audio is not that great, Ed. I'm really trying to get your audio VA3S, to hear me back.
No, thanks for the recording. And you can hear how the I'm making it to Ottawa. That's very, very good. And let me tell you before, you switch on the microphone, you were doing a great, great job at the launch show. You were sounding like it's 20 over 9, and the audio was really occupied, talking very well. Right now, I don't know, when you set the microphone, you really sound like it's right on the background. Anyway, I think we're losing position ahead, and myself, when I go to bed, I have a night rest. Because tomorrow will be another long night, and the after two. So, 73, Ed, and also, I wish you to use a nice evening. VA3, Ed, and
tomorrow will be 2 PM.
Okay, very good. The band conditions are changing, Victor. Your signal's starting to drop a little bit. So 7-3, I'm going to shut everything down as well. I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And I'll experiment into the dummy load just to see what the difference is. Who knows, maybe you're right. And just to give you a little final shot there, I'm just going to... Oops, that's quite a lot. This is 135 watts. I'm running 135 watts now, so there's a 35, 30% increase in power.